Hi, we're talking with Brian Benson. And Brian, you're involved with identity and access management and information assurance with the federal government, or CIA.
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about the types of clients you work with, what their information security challenges are these days.
Sure. It's exciting to be at CIA at this point in time. I think we've got the right products, and we're in the right place at the right time. So the general things that we're seeing are around cybersecurity, privacy, health IT, and opening up government to citizens. We look at the cybersecurity initiative. I mean, every day you can look in the paper, and there was one that came out today about how another government agency had information that was taken. And this does a lot of things. It hurts us from an economic standpoint. It hurts us from a military standpoint. I mean, now our adversaries have the ability to counteract our military forces. It also helps us from an economic standpoint. We're creating different technologies, and we're building these. We're selling them. Well, if our foreign adversaries can get that information, well, then they can do it themselves. They don't need us. They can build the alternative solutions to what we're doing. Also seeing it from a privacy standpoint, whether it be social security numbers, different personally identifiable information. Health IT is a key thing, and PII is a key part of that. Obviously, with the whole health IT initiative and the different technologies involved with a universal health record, there's a lot of privacy aspects to that. So we want to make sure we're protecting the citizens as well as enabling lower-cost healthcare solutions so that we can share that information. And you've got one record that you can see from multiple spots versus having silos where we can't combine all that medical information together. Opening up government to citizens, it's interesting. The financial institutions have been doing that for years. They've been taking these large populations of users for their online banking. The government's just now trying to do that, trying to be more transparent and trying to get the citizens more involved with the information. And so I think the government's really looking at some of the lessons learned from the financials to figure out, well, how did they do that? How did they do that in a secure manner? The difference is that the federal government, if you look at some of the large agencies, the IRS, Social Security, Center for Medicaid and Medicare, they've got millions, hundreds of millions of users. So very, very large user populations that they need to deal with. And the space is growing. Input recently announced that the federal market for identity and access management is expected to grow to $9.3 billion by 2013. And even that's not really accurate because there's so much security spend that's built into line items within existing programs. So I don't think we truly know what the exact dollar amount is. I think $9.3 billion is a good place to start, but I think it's even greater than that.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're at the RSA conference, obviously, and as we talked about before we started this conversation, the federal government's a big subtopic here, mm-hmm. because we've got a new administration. They're talking an awful lot about information security and cybersecurity. What are some of maybe the initiatives or projects you might see come down from the federal government and the work that they're doing now? Where do you think they're headed?
Well, there's a lot of them, and some of them I think we'll learn more about Melissa Hathaway's speech tomorrow, and she'll be talking about some of these. She was, the 90-day review. So we'll see more coming over the next couple of months, but one of the things that's been mentioned was the CNCI, the Comprehensive National Cybersecurity Initiative, which was started under the Bush administration. And the recommendations to the Obama administration is that we don't scrap that, but we enhance it.
Right.
CA has partnered with some other vendors to actually form a consortium that we can go after with solutions in that space. So that's an exciting space. I think also with FISMA, there's another session about that and how FISMA is going to change the CNA process, the accreditation and certification process. I think that's going to change. If you look in the DoD space, you've got NIAP and Common Criteria, which is the DoD certification. I think that's going to change. A lot of what we're seeing is a stronger government, public-private relationship, because you can't do it all. Government can't do it all. Private can't do it all. It's going to be more collaboration among these different organizations.
As you mentioned before, quite often government looks to private industry for leadership in areas. Like, I remember we used to write a lot about outsourcing. So the government was always looking to industry for there. It seems like we're coming to a point where industry is going to be looking to government for some leadership and security.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It's such a big topic, and there's so many different things related to it. You look at privacy. Well, how do we balance, you know, our rights as citizens with the need to secure that information? So we need some leadership from government to set some guidelines, but then it's going to take private industry to help figure out how to solve that problem.
So again, you speak to lots of different agencies. But where would you say the agencies are going particularly well that private industry can learn from?
It's a good question. You know, the main focus within the government right now is keeping them out of the papers. And we see that
same in private industry.
The challenge is that we need to take more steps. There need to be more teeth. And there needs to be more funding going to these agencies to help them with these mandates. If you look at HSPD 12, that was the initiative put in the Bush administration after 9/11 to issue credentials to all government employees and contractors. They put the mandate out there, but they didn't give anybody any money to actually do it. So it's tough. I mean, so the agencies have been doing their best to try to adhere to those requirements, but without the money to do it, where are you going to cut it from? So I think additional funding that's earmarked towards these things, but that's a good start, because once we can authenticate those users and we have a physical access means of doing that with biometrics on these cards, then we need to tie that into logical access. And there's a lot of agencies that are starting to roll towards that. So we now have multi-factor authentication tied with the logical access, which is where we can gain access. We don't have to have as many passwords. We don't forget our passwords. We don't write them down. A slew of issues resolving around that.
Very good. Brian, I appreciate your time and your insight today.
Thank you.